welcome everyone. Bill Maryland here, to my right, head coach John Tillman, and on down the line, Joe Cummings, Drew Snyder, and on the far end, Landon Carr. Same protocol, we'll start with a opening statement from coach. We'll take questions for the first 2 or 3 minutes for student athletes. We'll dismiss them and follow up with coach afterwards. For questions for student athletes, name and affiliation, please. Coach.
First off, I'd love to say congratulations to Loyola and Coach Toomey. They are a very worthy champion, being the number one seed and number one ranked team. They proved it all year, and they proved it again today. So they deserve that championship, and congratulations to them. They were very good today, and just much like they've been all year. So first off, want to make sure they get their due. They have our total respect. And then after that, I just want to, you know, just thank our players for everything they've done this year in terms of representing the University of Maryland, what they've invested, the sacrifices they've made, what they've done for each other. Obviously thank them, our administration, and especially our seniors. I think the hardest thing about losing this game is knowing that this group won't be together more than about 48 hours. And it's such a great group of young men that, you know, I wish we had a couple more weeks because it is a special group. And we care about them deeply, and I'm not just saying that. It's just been a lot of fun being with them. So, again, thank you, team. And we're going to miss you. But I think you made the state of Maryland proud, your university proud, and alums proud, just in terms of your spirit, your heart, and your effort, and your teamwork.
Thanks, Coach. Questions for our student athletes? If we have microphone holders, please just let me know. We'll get a mic to you.
Zach Babo and some lacrosse. Drew or Joe, can you speak a little bit to just what on offense in the second half? You guys just couldn't really, I guess, get much going. It seemed like a lot of shots weren't finding the cage. Just was maybe happening there.
I think they did a great job on the defensive end, making us a little uncomfortable. And when we got shots, opportunities, I think the goalie came up with some good saves.
Any other questions for our student athletes?
Son, Joe, can you just sum up your feelings about getting to this stage and not being able to walk away with the title?
I just want to say it's a huge honor to play for the University of Maryland. We left it all out on the field today. This has been one of the most rewarding experiences of my life, to be a part of a group of guys that can go through hard times and respond and grow and learn from experiences and make it to the national championship when many doubted us. I'm so honored to be a part of this team. But credit Loyola for their effort today. They played a better game, and they were the better team on the field, and they won the championship. So that's all I got.
Well, I think towards the end, we were definitely trying to pressure out because they had a lead. And when you lose a guy like Jesse, it just makes everything harder. I mean, he's all over the field causing turnovers and stuff. So when we lost him, we just had some other guys. They've done well in practice and all year. So they knew they had their time to step up. And I think they did a really good job when they were in. And it just didn't work out the way we wanted it to this time.
I guess Joe or Drew again, as seniors, I mean, you guys don't get to walk away with the title, but you guys really helped reestablish, you know, Maryland back at top five in the program, you know, in the championship 2 years in a row. Can you get any kind of sense of perspective on that? Or
You know, I think you come into every season and your goal is to win a national championship and to play for the state of Maryland and to play for a university that loves lacrosse. It's an honor. It's awesome. And we came up, you know, just short of our goal. But my hope is that our class and this team and that we established, you know, a legacy that championship, getting to the championship and winning the championship is the goal every year. And I hope that future Terps, when they come in, they know that that's the goal and that that's what they have to work for every year. And they have to put in the work because it's not easy. But it's the most fun and awesome experience that I've ever had.
Anything else for our student athletes? All right, thank you guys. If you want to head out, we'll take a few more questions for Coach.
Lee Feinsauer from NCAA.com. The loss notwithstanding, you must have some special feelings for Charlie and what this means to him.
There's not a better person out there than Charlie Toomey. And his friendship has meant a lot to me long before this. I mean, I've had holidays, you know, and I couldn't get home, and his wife has allowed me to be part of that and his family. And, you know, that's something that I will always appreciate. You know, you never like to lose, and my heart bleeds for these guys, and I know how much it would mean to our administration, our school, and our state. But if we're not going to win it, I'm so happy for a guy that does everything the right way. I mean, that's a first-class operation. He's not allowed kids to play this year because they weren't doing the right thing in school, and he's given those kids the discipline and life lessons that they're going to use for a long time, and he's stuck to his guns, and even if it meant maybe hurting his team's ability to win games. And to have the courage to do that in a sport where sometimes people define you by wins and losses just speaks volumes to the type of person that he is. Yeah, you know, Justin, our job.